And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week.
You're ruining the theme.
The podcast.
Knock it off.
Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Sorry, I forgot to...
I don't poop!
There. Steve Byrne was our gold for the week to start it off.
That made the gold?
Yeah.
I don't poop!
That was him whenever
that
he was...
That was the gold.
He was doing the Kim Jong-un thing.
I don't poop!
Are you just putting stuff in that you think deserves to be gold?
Yes. Uh-oh. Just little happy things that make me happy. Starting off the podcast, I want to thank our sponsor this week, of course, Castrol GTX Magnetek. You might be able to see the sign in the back here in the studio. It's awesome. We use it in our vehicles, and a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes with your car because, you know, it just can. And the engine is no different. Up to 75% of engine wear actually happens during warm-up. So if you're using, like, old tech, you know, dinosaur oil, you know, it's just not going to be the same protection. Castrol GTX Magnetek has intelligent molecules that actually cling to the side of the engine. It sticks to the side of the engine like a magnet. That's why they call it Magnetek, providing you with the instant protection from the moment you start.
Could we maybe do some shout-outs for a little while? I know it's podcast, but I always want to, like, afterwards I'll see that a lot of people have said stuff on our Facebook, and we don't always mention them.
I try to go back and respond to a lot of them, but yeah, you're right. Like, well, we did that last, maybe 6 or 7 podcasts ago. I said, hey, okay, we're going to stick around and do some live shout-outs for people on Facebook Live after the podcast.
Okay, well.
But today, after the podcast, we're going to put the Dan Abrams interview from Live PD, best show on television.
Hey, Adelina, Wes. What's up, Wes? Our bud Kristen.
Josie and Vilma.
How are you getting those different ones, huh?
Well, you're getting different ones. Michelle and Karen. You're not seeing those people? Brian?
Oh, I do know.
Suzanne?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see this is getting pretty old quick. All right. Hey, Jenny and David.
That's why I did it after the podcast a couple ones ago. And y'all thought I was crazy just doing it then.
What's up, Colton and Rob? Hi, Tiffany. Yeah, can you imagine listening to this going, oh my God, are they just going to read names?
Wouldn't
and
that be
Tracy?
The best?
Hi.
We should do that. You know, there's a, we should do that. Big D and Bubba read names. That's a whole podcast episode. All we do is read names, and people just tell us their names. Cheyenne and Kimberly and
Hi,
Rebecca.
Hi, Michelle. And Rebecca once said, Bubba, what's up with them Saints?
Oh, nothing, man. Don't worry about it. It was preseason, and they sat half the starters. Ain't worried.
You can't really tell a whole lot on preseason stuff, man, because Patriots didn't even start, you know, their guys either. I mean, it's preseason.
Yeah.
Don't freak out.
Yeah.
And Brunella and Eric and Wes.
And Joey. And
this was such a cool week for us. I found out on Monday or Sunday. I can't remember.
One of the days earlier this week.
Yeah, that one of Kathy's friends' mom had brain cancer and was in hospice and 11 tumors in her brain, and had a bucket list. And I'm like, well, that's cool. And she goes, well, it's Stacy's mom. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Did you sing the song?
No, I didn't, but someone did text us that, and it took me a second, and I was like...
Like it just did just now?
I was like, I didn't get there like, so what you're saying is Stacy's mom has got it going on? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And they're like, you know, the song. And I was like, okay, I get it.
All right, and Lisa, and April, and Carson.
Hi.
Hi, Alan. Patrick, quit sleeping.
I'm looking for something.
Love in all the wrong places.
Yes, all that too.
We'll get into that in a second. Anyway, so she had a bucket list, and we're like, oh, that'd be great. Well, you know, what she need help with? And we're like, she was like, well, she jumped out of an airplane. She's ridden on a Harley. She wants to take a helicopter ride. And so I was like, well, man, we can help out with something like this. So we called our friends and at Hellstar Aviation, and they put her in a helicopter and took off. And Patrick was there to see the whole thing. How cool was that? Going into it, you're kind of like, ah, man. Because it can be awkward.
Patrick also gets awkward around the airport anyway. Like, you never want to hang out with us.
Yeah, it's not my whole thing. I like standing next to the helicopter freaked me out.
Like standing when the rotor started to spin?
Oh, no. When they took off, they were gearing up to take off, I was literally 2 feet from it. And if you've never stood next to a helicopter when the rotor's going and the, I don't know, what is it called on the back, the propeller?
The tail rotor?
The tail rotor? I don't know.
They're rotors on a...
I don't care.
That was so funny.
It's
the whole
still
time
a propeller.
He called
I don't care
it a propeller
what you call
the whole
Listen,
time.
Listen, whatever, pilot. I guarantee you find 10 people off the street and
all right,
call
guys,
it a propeller.
The Twizzler's turning.
Yeah. The Swizzle stick isn't going.
All right, so you're standing by it and it was getting you nervous?
The tail of the helicopter starts kind of violently whipping side to side. You don't realize it because most people are focused on the rotor. They don't see it, but I'm like, oh, this is creepy. I don't like it. I don't want to stand this close.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't, you know? So I don't. It freaked me out. I didn't like it at all.
Did you duck down?
No, I didn't duck down.
Because like every time you see a helicopter shot in a TV show or movie, they're always ducking down.
Well, that's because they don't want to lose their head.
That's what
Even
I figured.
It's not an issue because the helicopter rotor, it sags when it's, you know, not spinning. But when it's spinning, it's like...
And it's high.
Yeah, and it's high. But... So I don't know why they duck down in every show ever filmed.
Wow, we got really quiet.
I was reading a question. Someone
says,
let
that go a little longer.
Patrick is still single? Yes, Jenny. Yes, Jenny. Patrick is still
Thanks
single.
Thanks for following along.
I'll let Carson tell that whole story because it's way better from her perspective.
Wow, yeah.
I get to tell
Can't
it.
Can't wait to hear this.
From the beginning, I say we go back and do a All quick right. recap.
Okay, so Patrick received a message from a girl that said, marry me. I mean, right out of the gate. She came in super hot. And she and Patrick went back and forth. And at first, we all felt he was being catfished.
Mm-hmm. But because she was really cute.
She's very cute and came on kind of aggressively, which sometimes the catfishers do. But nope, she is 100% real, legit. They were talking not just via text, actual phone conversations.
Yep.
People still have those.
And you guys Skyped, right? Didn't you
yep.
do the
yeah.
Skype thing too? So, I mean, not catfishing.
No. And he went to visit this girl. Things went well. And
they kissed.
That's
Bubba. You're
that's
funny.
That's not my tale to tell.
What? Why am I funny? That's
said
a
at the
big
same time.
Deal.
No, literally said
that's
it at the
part,
same time.
That's part of the whole story. There.
A little makey outy.
A little blah blah blah.
Oh dear.
Oh, was there tongue?
Oh out? God, man! Come on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We don't need to get into my personal business.
What are you talking about?
Facebook Live and the podcast.
Are you saying that you?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not.
I did not know that. I thought it was just like a you know Peck. Like you like a kiss on I thought it would be like a kiss on the lips, but yeah, you know, you know that's you can also do that. I don't know if you knew that, Patrick, but you can also kiss without sticking your tongue in someone's mouth. God, you're gross. Are you serious? Did you do that?
I'm not answering
your first
any questions
kiss
you, about this.
Seriously?
Yes,
Carson. What are you? You don't know. You don't know.
Really?
You
I don't.
Don't even know.
Yeah. Someone was bragging in the break room about it.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Geesh. What about how great he was?
D's so weird, man. He's so easily turned off. Seriously. He gets so freaked out by that kind of stuff.
Man, your first kiss.
Not my first kiss. I was with her for several days.
His first kiss with her?
Your first kiss with her. Was it like a regular kiss?
Okay, can we stop talking about
that? No, because until you answer.
I'll walk away.
Your first kiss with her. Did you use the tongue?
No, no.
It wasn't then.
No.
Oh, okay, well, that's different. I thought you said your very first kiss was
No, I said I was with her several times over a whole weekend.
I understand that, Patrick.
Yeah.
Settle down.
I didn't say
Calm
anything.
Down.
I was sitting here quietly, for the record.
I'm just saying that your first kiss should not be... It should be like a...
God, please stop saying that. I don't know who's grosser. You or him. Seriously. I don't know
on the
worse.
Eyeball.
Definitely Bubba. Definitely, Bubba's definitely grosser than
There's
I am.
There's no question.
I mean, hello. Bubba will listen. You think
I'm not going to argue?
Dude, you think I'm pushing a line?
If I were to
Bubba
argue,
will push that door down.
If I argue, then stuff comes out. So it's best for me just to keep quiet. Lay low.
And changing the subject.
Look, Doc, the rudder's spinning.
Anyway, so as you were, Carson. I'm sorry. Continue the story.
Oh, so after that weekend, that obviously was enjoyable. Couldn't get things nailed down to have another meetup.
Oh, you skipped that the twice before that weekend, there were plans
that fell
through.
Plans had been broken numerous times. I think we lost count around four. And yeah. Patrick said, you know what?
This is it? Last chance deal?
Yeah, you know what? We're done. And so
we were supposed to meet somewhere on this past Saturday. And 2 days before, she mentioned that she wasn't going to be there, despite that being the plan for weeks. And I said, well, listen, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be by myself. And if you don't show up, this is over. And she didn't show up.
So this is over.
Yep. And then I didn't hear from her Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She calls me Tuesday afternoon out of the blue. Amber, who works here in the office, was in my office when she called. And when she saw who it was, she said, if you answer that, I will punch you in the face. So I did not answer.
But no. What did you? I mean, what did you text her? I was going to say, what did you text her?
I didn't text her.
She has been reaching out to Patrick.
Yeah, she's been reaching out to me.
Patrick is the one that is being pursued.
Rob wanted to know if she had a valid reason. Things are sometimes are out of their control.
You can have a valid reason to break one date, maybe even two, but four? No. You're just messing with me at that point. So I'm not. Mm-mm. You'll always have a valid reason, and this will keep happening.
Well, also, yeah. One of the broken dates was one where she called the next day and said, you should have come.
Yeah.
So that, you know, so I understand what he's asking about a valid reason.
Oh, so wait, she said, don't come.
Yes. But then the next day.
So she changed her plan, said, don't come. And then turned around and said, oh, you should have been there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of childish stupidity, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Mm hmm.
So.
Huh.
Also, people are asking which one is Big D, which one is Bubba. Bubba is one. Big D is one. What am I talking third person? I'm the one with my hat on backwards, and Bubba's not.
I'm the one with my hat on forwards.
Yeah. That's how we do it all the time.
That's all the time.
That's how you can tell through the radio.
No, I always say this. Whenever you see a picture of us, Big D, big, he's the bigger one, and I'm the smaller one.
Not for long.
No, but I'm talking height.
Sorry. I'm going to fall off the wagon again this weekend.
Dude.
Really slept on the wagon, actually.
I've been I have been eating so bad. We'll talk about that later. Nobody cares about my eating habits. I just will say
this. So let's talk about it later then?
Yes, let's talk about it on the... No, because if I go into it, then it takes us down that rabbit hole, and I really don't want to go down that rabbit hole today. Right. I would rather eat the rabbit hole.
So, Patrick, Are you still looking for love, or are you kind of like, whatever, I gave up?
Dude, I gave up a long time ago. Seriously. I tried signing into some online dating sites where I already had profiles this week, and oh my God, seriously. Thank God. The interstate is 100 feet from here. Thank God there's a fence, because otherwise I just would have walked right out into traffic. After signing back into online dating. It's just terrible.
Well, that stuff is always, it's all swayed towards, if you're a guy and you're looking for someone, good luck. You better be really, really hot.
Yep.
Otherwise, the girls aren't going to pay attention to you.
Nope.
It is a place where girls go to get all the attention. Guys get none on dating sites.
But speaking as a woman, I can also tell you that some of the attention is really, really bad.
That doesn't change the fact that
at least you're getting attention, Patrick doesn't get any.
Okay.
That it causes guys to have to be the pursuers, and it's terrible because there's nothing worse than sending messages that don't get responded to. Nothing.
You know, you could send a message saying, hey, you're not that cute. I'm not that cute. So, I mean, we've at least got that going for us. Oh, so God, what do you say?
Awesome. That's a great way to do it.
That's a terrible thing to say.
No, why? It wasn't terrible. That's
some,
brilliant.
Some guy that's brilliant. Said
what?
That.
Bubba, do not defend that jerk.
No, I think that's that awesome. Message. Because here's the thing. She gets this all the time. Oh, you're so hot.
No, she's not saying that's good, dummy. No. She's saying that's awful.
No. Oh. No, yes. Oh, that's terrible. What's that? Your opening line is you're not attractive?
Oh, well, see, thank I'm not good God. At this then because yeah. I'm thinking, man, that's brilliant.
A friend of mine
the bad
got...
part is that that probably works some of the time.
No. A friend of mine got a message that said, so you're a graphic designer. How do your parents feel about throwing all that money down the drain? LOL, JK. Okay. Like, what are you supposed to reply to that? I think I've told you guys before, the one who said, how do you feel about your industry dying?
Mm-hmm. What?
He was talking about radio. Because, oh, you know, I went to broadcasting school, but I'm, and he's in some other business now cause, because, you know, radios
he didn't get
die.
Hired. Because yeah. he didn't get hired.
That's when you go, how do you feel about not seeing the radio revenue numbers? Revenue is so skyrocketing right now.
I was like, well, how do you feel about me not going on a date with you? Because what yeah. is your end game here? That your opening line is to trash...
To insult you?
My, yeah, like my life's pursuit? Thanks,
but,
bro.
But if he was hot, would it have worked?
No! Oh. Oh my, like, look, you can be hot and that's great and all, but if you, that's coming out of your mouth or at this point out of his keyboard typing fingers... No, I don't want anything to do with you, schmuck.
Online, and I will say for women too,
you said schmuck.
Online dating doesn't work if you're not attractive. Okay, if you don't look good in pictures, it doesn't work for men or women. Okay, it's hard. Because if you're a woman, you're probably not getting a lot of messages unless you're really cute. And if you're a guy, women get so many messages on online dating. There's no way for a guy that looks like me to get through. There's just not. I'm not saying that.
You say there's no way.
Nope, there's no way.
You're
man.
Saying there's no possible no way.
You ever seen Amber's list when she goes through hers?
Oh, yeah.
All the requests?
Oh, yeah.
It's like.
We traded. Remember years ago, 3 years ago, Amber and I traded. I ran her online dating profile and she ran mine. And she got frustrated way quicker than me. With me, it was just a matter of still filtering through the massive amount of emails. I mean, she got 100 in the first day. Okay.
Yeah.
And you got to filter through that. And I responded to every one of them with thanks for trying, but no, or something like that. But I tried to respond to all of them. With her, she sent messages to all these girls, and she didn't get. I think she sent 40 messages on the first day.
Yeah. How many of them were real girls, and how many of them were bots?
None of them.
Because I thought like all the dating sites were robots now and just little.
A lot of the free ones.
Yeah,
are.
But it doesn't matter. I don't. You know, yeah. Man, you can tell when they're real people. You know, the bots are usually there to set you up. They're way too hot.
They start know. With "marry me."
I thought she was a bot too, man.
Yeah, because it's a weird thing to open with. It's attention grabbing for sure, but I don't know many women that are that forward.
And then won't follow through with actually.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
Yeah. So I'm not going to do online dating. I don't. It's.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go like old school and go to a bar and actually meet people and just walk up to them?
No, I'll be in my office if anyone needs me. I'm here. 12 aww. To 15 hours a day. Just that's you can find me there, or Snapchat me. I one get day, a lot man. Of Snapchats, man.
One day it's going to turn around.
You just never know. Never know.
No, yeah, he knows.
I know. I've been doing this a long time. I've been divorced. It'll be 6 years in October that I've been divorced. I mean, it's been 4 years since I had even a girlfriend for 3 months. It's. I'm past
well, you
it.
Went a long time before you had the second date thing, right? Wasn't it? Or at least, no, because you had that one girl that you didn't tell us about until after the fact, which I still am yeah. kind of upset about.
I mean, there have been a handful of girls I dated for a month, you know, but it never gets past that.
Karen yeah. Karen says that she's real.
Good for her.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I'm just saying. I don't know anything about her.
Her last name is Snow. She's a Game
Patrick
of Thrones
has been,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's
don't
been
start
soured.
Giving people's details out.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
No. Not, no. Not doing that anymore, man.
Unless she's hot.
Nope.
She's pretty cute. I'm looking at her picture.
Patrick's going to go back and look. Hi, Karen.
No, I'm
not. Hi, Karen.
And Jenny.
You holding up the mirror?
No. Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I almost said something about that. I said, what we need is a mirror, a magic mirror. And then I went, nobody's going to get that.
You can, like, what?
And you got it. That's
yes,
great.
Because all I do is watch television. That's it. That's all I've ever done with my life.
No idea what y'all are talking about.
I know.
Is this
romper
a
room?
What is this?
Romper room.
On romper room at the end, they would have all the kids sit in the circle, and the woman that was the host would hold up a mirror, and she'd say, like, goodbye to all the kids, and she'd shout out names.
And it was
so
like,
when you're, like,
but it was,
four.
She held up a mirror, but then, like, it was a magic mirror. So then all of a sudden the glass went away, and, like, you could see her face through the mirror thing. And she would just call out names.
She would
and
call out names of children. And
hi,
again, when
Big
you're
D. Hi,
yeah, when
Carson.
You're a little toddler, and you think the woman in the TV is actually talking to you, like, oh, my gosh, she saw me. And, yeah. It's pretty cool.
It would freak me out.
So did she ever say your name?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She's like, hi, and I see Sean, and I see Donna. And I'm like, whoa!
She saw whoa! You!
I think I cried because it freaked me out because I was like, I really did. I was like, I kind of remember going to my mom, freaking out, saying that she saw me, and I was like afraid of her or something. Like, it was weird.
That's so great.
Right?
I mean, I was a little bitty.
That is awesome. Apparently, Game of Thrones is a big deal.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I haven't watched any of them, but apparently there was a dragon or something. That was a, I'm not even joking.
I love that you say, I haven't watched any of them. Like, there are many thrones of the games. And
I mean, I know.
I love how you talk about
it. It's got some dude named Daenerys.
It's going a little far.
Dude,
no,
I really don't know.
I don't even get their jokes.
They're making jokes about it. I don't even get the jokes.
There was a dragon that appeared on this last week's episode, but it's not like we haven't seen the dragons before. But yes, it was a big deal for the dragon to come out
now,
fighting.
The dragon, I saw a clip and the dragon's like all, you know, messing people up and, you know, spitting fire down and blah, blah, blah.
But he was rapping?
Is that dragon... Did he grow up on the show?
Yes.
So you followed him as a baby dragon.
Little baby dragon.
Until
we saw him hatch. We saw the dragons hatch, which is how Khaleesi got her name. That's why she's Mother of Dragons.
Now, was someone riding the dragon?
Yes, Khaleesi or Daenerys. Huh? That's her name.
Her name is Khaleesi?
Yeah, or Daenerys.
Or Daenerys, okay.
Yeah, she's got a whole, I know.
And so she rode the dragon, and she fought bad people. Is she good?
It's like different.
She's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
Not even a victim. She is a product of her circumstance.
It's basically a bunch of different people that are fighting to be on the Iron Throne, hence the throne, Game of Thrones.
But she was never supposed to be in play.
Yeah. And so it's not even necessarily that she's a good guy or bad guy. Some people are on this team, some people like this family, does
okay,
that make
so,
sense?
But she got with Aquaman.
Yeah, she
and
did.
That's when her life changed.
She did.
So
called Drago.
So the premise is there is a throne, and that if you're on that throne, you control the world.
Westeros.
That's their world, and you're like the king
or queen.
So you're like the leader.
That's
and
it.
So,
you rule, man. You're all over
and
it.
And how do you get on that throne?
Like right now, you got to fight where you're way on because it's kind of like, I think
you're fighting everybody.
They kind of are. They're all,
I haven't watched past season
fighting
one,
each other. How to explain, like back in the Middle Ages and stuff, all these people would like make claims to the throne of England or something. It's that kind of thing that you've got this house that says we're the true king or I'm the true queen or I'm the king of the North. And yeah, it's all power play and politics and trying to. It's very involved, it's very sci-fi, but it's also very political.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of, without being spoilery about it,
I
guess. Okay. So, it's a very intriguing show, and it's very, I know there were the books, and a lot of people read them and knew what was coming, but for those of us who didn't read the books and were following the show, I mean, there were some things that, like, you'd never seen on television before, like, hey, this is the family you like, bam, we're gonna wipe them all out in... Uh-huh. Like the Red Wedding. Yeah, it was a whole thing. So, yes, Game of Thrones is very popular and there's a dragon.
Thank you. Thank you, Carson. That's Carson with Dragons.
With your, now to your Bubba. Dragon update.
Let's go to Bubba now with a look at the weather.
Well, right now we're seeing a high pressure system moving in from the northwest.
So what else is going on? We talked about Susan and her bucket list, and we gave away the trip to Jamaica this morning.
Yeah.
Jill, what's her name? Jill, right?
Henry.
Jill Henry.
Yes.
Jill won.
Congrats.
And
that's super exciting.
She
said that she was going to work on braiding Patrick's beard. that's my only mission.
That.
I just want to see Patrick's beard get braided where he looks like Bo Derek in his face from 10. Nobody gets that reference except movie buffs and like old people.
So, that's going to be fun. It's going to be in Jamaica. Everything's paid for, the airfare, the hotel, all the food, all the drinks, alcohol even included. Patrick's going to be there. Lauren Elena is going to be there. Kip Moore is going to be there. Kip was on the show yesterday talking about it. It's funny because Lauren is going to be all, hey, Patrick, watch this. When you are there, and he's going to be doing his part of the show from Jamaica, but watch on while you're there how comfortable Lauren is in that situation.
Around people?
And that whole scene. And watch how awkward Kip will feel.
You think he's going to be awkward?
I don't think he will be awkward. I think he will feel awkward. I think you'll be able to sense it. Because he's just not like it. He likes to be just kind of on his own. And
yeah, he kind of told us that.
Yeah, he did. That's kind of not his play. In fact, I think it's the first time he's ever
He said all that. He said all that on the show.
So, it'd be interesting to see
Whereas Lauren Elena will be everybody's best friend within 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
She'll know everybody's name, and she'll know, fun facts about them. Mm-hmm. Just write it. I mean, that's it. That's how she rolls.
And then she'll send you you'll wake up the next morning. You have a handwritten note from her. And she'll have made something, an animal out of your claw, your towels. How does she get in here? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
She is a key to everybody's room.
Hey, how are you?
I hope she gets her hair braided.
Good morning.
Oh, do you think she's one of those?
Oh, yeah.
She's one of those chipper good morning people.
Good morning,
she's been
Patrick.
Up since 5.
Oh, and she's going to look like she just, like she's been up all day. Her makeup's going to be perfect.
Oh, yeah. She just got out of the beauty salon, but it's 5 in the morning. Oh, that'll totally be her.
Yeah, and she'll be like, oh, hey. Wow, you look fabulous. Oh, gosh, it's so early.
Rolled over.
I just got out of bed.
You're so sweet. No.
Oh, y'all want some biscuits?
I made them.
I made these biscuits. I made them.
I made them. I went down to the beach, and I picked up some conch shells, and I made these fritters, too.
I mean, I didn't go to bed, so that's how we feel like now. She doesn't even get sleep. And she's the cutest thing, though.
She's fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy that. It's going to be a good trip for you. Are you going to shave your beard down a little bit?
No.
It's going to get hot, I would think. Are you going to get a haircut?
I wasn't planning on it.
You should get a haircut. you should.
You ask me if I'm going to get a haircut between now and Labor Day? Probably.
Why don't you wait until the very last second, right before the trip, so you have a fresh haircut?
Why don't you get it done at the resort?
Oh, don't do that. It's way expensive. We're in Vegas, and I had to get a haircut. And
I remember that.
Yeah, and I got to see Steven, and Steven cut my hair. That was the third time.
$75 bucks.
Yep, it was
$75. Wow.
Plus tip.
Plus tip.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no.
My tip to him.
I'm going to go see Patty. It's going to cost me $12. It's going to be worth every penny.
Yeah.
A woman says she likes the beard of Patrick.
Oh.
There you go, dude. It's hot. Jenny says, if you shave your beard, you'll look younger, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I don't. If I shave my beard, I look fatter.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? You just need to trim it down because you've got that kind of woolly, like, Alaska look.
Scraggly.
Maybe that's the look he's going for.
It's not that bad. It's been way worse.
Oh, it has definitely been way worse. I like you when it's kind of everything just kind of tightened up a little.
Remember when you made it into a point Like he had it looking pointy, like he was one of the Romanovs in Russia, you know, like 1916 Russia beard.
Hey, you remember when Patrick had long hair down to his butt?
I do remember that.
I still see those pictures, and I cannot get it rectified in my head that that is the same person.
Yeah.
This was on my Facebook memory or whatever.
You're going to show a picture on the podcast? You're the guy who fusses at me when I do that kind of stuff.
I'm going to show it to y'all, you jerk.
You should never, don't show people that. Oh my God, don't show people that.
No.
Seriously, you don't want people to see that.
Wait, hold that back up.
Nope.
That is awful.
That is a big beard.
Yeah, it is.
That's awful. That's maybe the worst picture of any human I've ever seen in my life.
Hold that up one more time.
I'm for my boy here.
Where were you at? Were you in Paris?
I was in Paris.
You're in Paris looking like that.
How did you not get arrested?
Yeah, you couldn't go to Paris looking like that now. They would be like, you will not get next to the...
I think they would be more worried I was a werewolf than that I was some sort of terrorist. c'est le garou.
Doesn't he look like a snobby comic book collector in that picture?
That guy who's immediately going to correct you.
I will tell
Kevin
you that...
Kevin Smith on speed dial.
I'll have you know that story is not canon. That is not the correct shoes Wonder Woman should be wearing in that
worst
particular episode.
Worst plotline ever.
Have you, I was going to say something.
Beard just blinded you.
Every day it happens.
Just threw me off.
Every day.
I got into a car wreck. Did I tell you about that? I got into a car wreck.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't notice the back of his truck?
Yeah. Kid hit the back of my car.
But luckily he hit, I thought it was brilliant. Whoever this kid was hit the side of Big D's car that already had a broken taillight.
No, I had that fixed.
Oh, I thought you still had it on
there. It's been fixed for a long time.
No, I last time I looked at it, I swear you had tape
over
it.
Gunner and I are in the car, and there's like a, we're turning right, and the guy behind us, for I don't know what, he's probably on his phone, he hit the corner, the back driver corner of my car. And... you know, Gunner's never been in a wreck, and there's kind of a. It wasn't terrible.
How fast were they going?
He was probably doing 15, 10, 15. It wasn't bad. So
that's more of a fender bender than a wreck.
It was a fender bender, but
because a wreck, you always think about you know.
Right. It was really more. You're right. It was a fender bender, and so we pull out of the side of the road, and this. Kid, he's 17, come to find out. Nice kid. He's nervous.
Dude.
And he looks at me and he says, I have money in my car.
That's exactly what you want to hear. I'm like,
I said,
good.
Bring
it to me.
Do you have $7,000? Because it's probably what's going to take to fix the back of my car. Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
No.
So I start talking to him.
My
go,
dad does.
I said, so, you know, because his insurance, you know, it's just, he's under his dad's or whatever. And I said, so what's your dad do? He looks at me completely serious and he says, are you familiar with poultry? I said,
yes.
Chicken?
Yes, Bubba eats wings every day.
Are you familiar with it?
He goes, are you familiar with poultry? And I was like,
he's.
Lying. I was like, it threw me. And I was like, I guess I said, like chicken? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I was like, do I have to answer that? I'm like, yes.
Yes, I know what, I know chicken is.
Why is it awkward?
And he goes, oh, well, my dad, the Tyson sends some little chicks, and then he raises them. We have a big, giant chicken farm, and then they go back. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But, like, I took a picture of the kid's driver's license, you know, just to have and, you know, have all this stuff. And I zoomed in on his picture of just his face, and I cut it out towards like a, you know, I always have it. The background's transparent, so I can send it on text message, and just the head pops up. And so I send it to Gunner all the time, and it'll just be like, are you familiar with poultry?
It's like your own personal car accident meme.
His poor kid. He was so nervous. I really felt bad for him. I was like, listen, man, this is not a big deal. It's fine. I said, that's why we have insurance. I said, you're not hurt. We're not hurt. It's good, man. It's just an accident. And I said, it happens. So don't freak out. He says, is this your first accident you've ever been in? no, it's not. And I said, hopefully all your accidents will be this lame because no one got hurt, okay? He's like, okay. So the cop's there, and he shows up, and they're talking, and, you know, he tells him he's at fault because, mm-hmm. you know. Because
he is.
Because he is. And so cop goes, okay, so it's kind of a, like the cop is really kind of, he's kind of holding his own court, you know. He's like, I'm on one side, the kid's on the other side, and he's in the middle, and he's kind of mm-hmm. handing out papers and this and that, blah. And he says, okay, any other questions? You guys have any questions for me? And, you know, I don't. And the kid goes, I want to be a cop when I get older.
And I have money in my car.
And I see Gunner's head snap over to him. And the cop goes,
oh, cool.
He goes, oh, okay, well, that's good.
And then the kid says, are you familiar with poultry?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I would love to see the inner workings of that kid's brain.
Oh, it had to be going to spinning 1,000 miles an hour.
He was probably just nervous more than anything.
Are you familiar scared. With poultry?
Are you
That's the greatest phrase to be uttered.
Yeah. That's good.
Patrick, we just found out the headline for your dating sites. Are you familiar with poultry? And that's all you put. And you want to bet you're going to get people. He's not even paying attention anymore.
Yeah, no.
You're going to have ladies crawling for you. They're going to be like just leaping over themselves to find out if there's a meaning behind
it. We just solved your problem. That's all. No big deal. Just keep doing what you're doing. We're just going to keep making your life
better.
Bearable.
Better. Are you familiar with poultry?
His pickup line anywhere ever.
Hey, how are you? I'm doing good. Hey, are you familiar with poultry?
Dude.
I'm sorry. You know, poultry. Do you mean like
chicken?
Chicken?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's it. Just leave it.
And then walk away.
You're the poultry guy.
Dude, oh, that guy's weird.
He's chicken man.
Chicken man.
Oh, Lord. All right. Speaking of cops and all that, I do want to remind everybody to stick around here on the podcast. Once the podcast theme is done, then we're going to pick up with our interview from this week with Dan Abrams from Live PD. He's not a cop, but he hangs out with them on TV every Friday and Saturday night. It's pretty cool. And you know what? If somebody asked him if he was familiar with poultry, he would say, yep, I am.
Yeah, it was a pretty good interview, and Bubba was really into it.
I super fanned out. Did you hear it when he was on with us?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I'm going to have to listen to the podcast.
Carson wasn't in the room, and let me tell you, you could hear Dan laughing because he would bring something up, and I would finish his things before he would get to it.
Oh, he was such a fangirl.
I love it. I think it's great.
It was the best. Mm-hmm. I love that show. If you don't play, you're crazy. And by play, I mean play Live PD Bingo.
Oh.
If you don't play Live PD Bingo while you're watching it, you're missing out on half of the fun.
I actually had a friend of mine send me a message and say, so you guys are talking to Dan Abrams? Like, can I come in? And I was like, well, no, but...
No,
she's
cannot.
A Live PD addict.
Look, once you watch it, you're hooked. It's one of those great shows.
A lot of those people are, man. A lot of people are into it. I'll tell you,
last Friday, you'll hear it, last Friday, the two back-to-back car chases, OMG. It was phenomenal.
So we're about to play that. Before we go, I want to do a quick shout-out to that.
Oh, yeah.
To Skunk Works.
What up, Lockheed?
And to the men and women who are behind the scenes and doing America's business. Thank you for inventing super cool things that I can't even wrap my brain around that you have created to go get bad people or listen to them or watch them or both.
If I worked for them, you know what I would say? Are you familiar with poultry?
I hope someone from Skunk Works is listening and they have a file or a project called Are You Familiar with Poultry? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
If like somehow it comes
Project
it gets,
Chicken Coop.
Project Are You Familiar with Poultry?
Project Poultry.
No, I like the whole thing. I like Are You Familiar with Poultry?
Yeah, it needs to be the whole thing. Question.
You can't start breaking it up. It's gotta be all or nothing. Are you familiar with poor guy? And he was so honest. Are you familiar with poultry? You mean like chicken?
Yeah.
Bill, I mean, on Facebook just put, are you familiar with poultry? You mean like dolphins?
People are texting now. Tammy just texted. By the way, you can always text the number whenever you want, but I may not reply, but are you familiar with poultry? Yes, Tammy, I am familiar. Yeah, I'm put like, do you mean chicken? Do you mean a chicken?
It's kind of a secret code now.
Yeah.
How you know you're in the club is, are you familiar with poultry? Do you mean chicken? Like, you have to give
okay,
the reply.
Come on in. Okay, you're good. Come on in.
You come to the club.
That's like what they do with spies.
Oh, you missed everything.
When spies, you know how they always tell you, okay, your contact is going to say the phrase, are you familiar with poultry? If you hear that, then you must reply back, do you mean chicken? Okay,
you know he's been vetted.
I kind of want to write a spy movie now just so that'll be the password.
I have money in my car. I want to be a cop when I grow up. He also said, he also asked me, I guess familiar was his like go-to nervous word, because I get out of the car and walk into the back where he's already hit me, and he says, are you familiar with the electronics of this car? And I go, what? He said, well, you know, you can just, all the electronics are based on the Rovers are all based in the back bumper. Okay, first off, no, they're not. And he's like, so you can just push that stuff back in there. I was like, my gosh, this guy is so scared.
This poor kid. I couldn't have hit a worse person than you.
Oh, a better person. I was super
really?
Cool.
Yeah,
no,
you were
I
cool.
was.
No, you
yeah.
might have been cool.
I
no,
was you so been cool to him.
Stone cold.
You were really nice, actually.
I was. I told him, I said, dude, listen, this is not a big deal. Don't worry about it, man. I said, it's fine. And then he
were
asked
you
me,
ever in a wreck when you were a teenager?
Oh, I had to go to court. I got sued and all kinds of stuff. It was bad.
That's the worst, man.
Oh, yeah. I learned I knew from experience it could be way worse.
What's the dumbest wreck you were in?
Well, hang on. The guy says, he goes, the cop says, all right, so I guess you'll need to let your dad know. And he looks at me and the cop and he goes, can y'all wait till Monday? That way I have the weekend. That way I don't have to tell him. I was like, you know what? Haven't we all done that? Just like, hey, man, I got to tell my dad something really bad. Can I just wait until Monday? That way it doesn't ruin my whole weekend.
Guilty.
And the cop starts laughing. He goes, yeah, it's fine. It's not going to matter. But yeah, it's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Worst wreck I ever got into was with Jeremy Howard. And we hit a lady. It was wet. And we hit a lady who was crossing across a street. Kind of came over a little hill. And she looked right at us. There's no way she had time to go. She went anyway, and I locked up the brakes. And, you know, once you do that, it's just point A to point B.
Yeah.
And I hit right on the tail of it. And then I remember her car spun around, and we kind of, you know, whatever, spun a little bit. And she's screaming in the back, my baby, oh, my gosh, my baby's hurt. And I'm like, oh, my God, what in the world? It was a dog. It was one of those yippy dogs. Those little.
That's a baby. It's a fur
baby.
Oh,
don't
baby.
Even start.
A rat
Listen,
dog.
It's one thing if you think your dog is your child. That's fine. But when you're in the heat of a wreck, do not yell, my baby.
My baby's hurt.
Isn't that what
no.
happened?
Remember, and you know, nothing was wrong with the dog. No. The dog was like, that was awesome.
Right. The dog's like, this
dog,
was fun.
The dog thought that was the best
the
car
dog
ride
was fine.
Of all time.
The dog was fine. There was no injuries at all. And then, and she was fine too. Until she sued me, and then said, and she came in to, it was like the movie. She came in with the big neck brace on.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Of
yes.
course.
So just like that episode of the Brady Bunch.
Yes. That's right. She came in with the big neck brace, and she had a wheelchair. And
what?
Yes, dude, the whole thing. And they kind of, I don't remember if they caught her, like, not, you know, nowadays, insurance fraud, they'll follow you and,
oh, yeah.
and video you.
Yeah, there's investigations.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they did that, but we won. She was suing for like $25,000 for whatever. I was like, you pulled out in front of me. What mm-hmm. are you suing me for? You can do that. That's America.
I had a bad habit of driving. I actually have still driving tired. Like the dumbest wrecks I got into, one time I fell asleep sitting at a stoplight and my foot came off the brake, boop, and just bumped the guy and they get out. What happened? You know, I fell asleep sitting
imagine.
At the stoplight.
Can you imagine? Do you have narcolepsy?
You would think it because, you know, another time I was driving and I fell asleep and I hit the guardrail.
Wow.
And then another time I fell asleep and I hit a telephone pole.
That's hard to believe. Dude. Bubba sleeping in a car or a truck, isn't it?
Bubba falls asleep at the weird, like he'll fall asleep putting his shoes on. He's fallen asleep in the closet.
You know, we're having this conversation. I realize you may actually be narcoleptic.
Have you ever had it tested?
No, but like you might be taking a shower, and I'll be in the shower, standing up, and I'll lean against the wall. Next thing I know, I look at my watch, and it's been 30 minutes because the water got cold, and it woke me up.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's a... I think that's because
I don't sleep enough, man. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
No.
Or maybe don't nap in the middle of the day and get a good night's...
I don't do that all the time. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this other time I'm driving, start and I fell asleep.
I leave an hour later.
Exactly.
He's out in his truck.
I'm going to start a Facebook page called Pictures of Bubba Sleeping in His Truck. I'm going to make that my thing now. I'm going to go out and get pictures of Bubba sleeping in his truck. Because, I mean, it happens 3 to 4 times a week.
That would be great.
And why I haven't documented it up to this point.
You take naps when you pick up your kids from school.
Yeah.
How many times
has someone in the car line at school woken you up?
Yeah.
Oh, several.
Yeah. See?
They bang on the door.
They knock on the window.
Yeah, they knock on the window. Like,
hey, man, can you move up?
No, they made me. Last time I did that, they made me go to the back of the line.
What?
I fell asleep. Yeah, they're like, you're holding everybody up. You gotta go. You gotta. I said, my kid. No, you gotta go.
Oh, yeah. What?
So that's lame.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. I fell asleep one time, and I was real tired, and all of a sudden. My radar detector goes off and it woke me up. And so the cop pulled me over and he's like, hey, you know why I pulled you over? I was like, no, but before you do, he goes, well, you were swerving. And I said, yeah, but before you go any further, I said, thank you. I said, when you shot me with radar, my radar detector went off and you woke me up. I fell asleep. I said, that's why I was swerving. I said, I probably would be dead right now if you didn't do that. And he's like, oh. Wow, okay. We talked a little bit. He realized I wasn't inebriated at all. He was like, look, you're okay to drive? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine now. My heart's like, boom, 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 you know.
Yeah, you're narc. You're narcoleptic.
Maybe I am.
Yeah, pretty sure. I can't believe it's taking
I know,
years.
Seriously, I mean, how have we never pieced
like
that together?
I feel like it's been sitting here right in front of us the whole time.
How do we get that tested? And how do we get that tested on the air? How do we get a guy in
I'm
here
sure
to do a narco
test? Kind of
Bubba?
Boring.
Not really,
to
no.
Test me sleeping.
Not if we could do like commentary doing the whole
Absolutely.
Thing.
But like, okay. The rest of us will be awake. Don't worry.
Like when I look at my watch, it tells me when I go into like REM sleep and all that. And it's like from the moment I fall asleep, I go immediately into deep sleep. And then I pop right out of it and I wake up again. So maybe that is a narcoleptic thing.
Yeah, I think. It is.
Because I've done the sleep study, you know, for the snoring and all that. And I didn't have whatever that is. What should we call it?
Apnea.
Thing. Yeah, I didn't have sleep apnea or anything like that. They're like, no, you sleep fine when you're asleep. I'm like, okay. Cool.
You just really pick the most inopportune times to do it.
I mean, how many times have the show ends and I just lay down right here on the floor with my little.
There are days I come in to talk to Patrick and I don't even know you're here. And then all of a sudden I'll hear like a little snore coming from behind in your little cubby.
Yep. By the way, I thought of a joke. There's a guy who he would go to sleep, and every day he would wake up, and he would just had zits on his face. Come to find out, he had sleep acne.
Wow.
Did you make that up?
I just did, yeah.
Yeah, you know why? Because it was awful.
You couldn't tell I made that up?
Wow.
I mean, it's not bad if Bubba had to ask. That's the way I judge my jokes. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair. Let me tell it again. I'll tell it again and you have it ready. Joseph's guy, he would wake up, he had zits on the face. He had sleep acne. Caller that we
whatever.
Had. Was that a caller that we had?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's the whatever?
No, that was, I don't know. No,
was that two different
ones? The lady was that one. It was some lady on my Facebook page who posted a video of her, but that's not edited. Like, it is, but I mean, that's her. There's no repeats in there.
Yeah.
It was like a 10-second video. The whatever is some guy. We asked him a question or something, and we gave him an answer, and he just was like, he hung up on us. He goes, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, you can hear me going,
Yeah, there's a little moment of that.
Hello? Whatever.
That's great.
Okay. Who is he? Who are you? Meeple.
That was kind of hard to hear, but that's a great one. Okay, so we're going to leave here, and then we're going to play the interview with Bubba's new BFF.
Yeah, baby. A little live PD going on. Hi, Laura and Barbara.
He and Dan Abrams are texting back and forth like...
We're homies now.
Like girls.
Cheryl and...
Snap me, girlfriend. You too. Selfie.
Nobody says that, by
the
way.
Here I am with the doggy face filter. You see my crown of flowers?
Yeah. What a weird podcast.
Dude, you should do that. Dude, you should totally send Dan Abrams a picture of you with flowers in your hair.
Dude, I might. This would be the first.
Just go, I'm ready for tonight, Dan.
Oh, dude. Which one? Which filter should I use?
It needs to be the one with flowers in your hair.
Yeah, you need the flower crown.
And your eyes are all sparkling.
Or the dancing hot dog. You'll be like, yeah, I'm getting ready for the show,
do
baby.
The honeybee face. Where he's like, brr.
Oh, I don't like that one, though. I don't like the little voice they have for that
but
one.
But then you could text him, hey, honey.
Yeah, but then he'll, like, block my number.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Thanks, Bubba. That was great. Looking forward to it.
Are you trying to put a face on me?
I put your flower face on here.
show the camera now. You get it and show the. There we go. There, yeah. Send that to Dan Abrams.
I'll send that to Dan and I'll be like, "Look how pretty I am today, Dan. I'm ready for tonight."
Is Bubba a pretty girl? Hey Dan, is Bubba pretty? Am I a pretty girl for you,
Officer
Dana?
Alyssa Wright is going to be in the studio with him tonight, so she's my favorite. She's bae. She's awesome.
He just said bae. Yeah.
I can't.
And I told him, I said, you're like two girl, teenage girls. No, we're not.
Last week,
#bae.
She responded to a domestic dispute, and the guy was trying to shut the gate, and she's like, boom, and she knocked the dude down. I'm like, that's awesome.
Is she cute?
She's cute, yes. But it's just, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's something about how cool she is.
The uniform.
She's awesome. I don't even think it's a uniform. I really don't. She's right. Cool, though.
Well, you can hear Bubba get super excited when Dan calls in to talk about live PD.
All right. So thank you again for listening to the podcast. Remember, a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes with your car's engine being no different. Up to 75% of engine wear actually happens during warm-up, like when you're sitting there just warming it up. And those people that rev, you know, they're trying to warm it up, and that's not good either. However, there is a fix. Castrol GTX Magnatec has intelligent molecules that cling to your engine like a magnet, providing you with instant protection from the moment you start. Are you ready?
Hit it.
All right, hold on. I got to get back to it. I was over there playing little noises.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
So, tonight, be watching live PD. Bubba's so pumped.
I got my music playing.
The host, Dan Abrams, is joining us. Dan, I have to tell you, I don't have to watch the show because Bubba, every Friday night, sends me a text video of him recording off the screen.
I record so much stuff off the TV.
It's unbelievable.
It's a really... As I'm hosting it, of course, most of what I'm doing is watching, right? So I'm on the set watching the different cities, et cetera. But a lot of the time I'm just watching what we have on air. And it's somewhat mesmerizing, because even the most mundane kind of traffic stops, A, you don't know what's going to happen. B, it gives you a sort of a real insight into the other side of policing that we don't see very often. The producers of the show and the people who created it did a really great job.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There is a thing going on, but live PD is the best show on television. Done, bar none. But there is something that goes on that I love. It's the Twitter. When you tweet along with live PD, you catch stuff all the time. Like the officers sometimes will miss a person tossing some crack rock on the ground. And like the officer won't see it, but then the TV people go, "Oh, look right here!"
Guys, is this where we are in America? It's just like giant, wide open policing for all to help. I love it.
No, it's true. People really get get into it, because remember, the officers on the scene are seeing things obviously from a particular vantage point, and when the camera is on the scene, that's a different way to look. And mind you, our camera person can't see everything that's happening, right? They're looking at a small viewfinder. It just shows it on a bigger screen. It's when you actually look at it on a larger screen that you can see a lot more. And you're right. People on Twitter have a couple of times, two or three times now, actually spotted a suspect throwing drugs out of a window or dropping it or trying to eat it or whatever the case may be.
Does that become admissible in court?
Well, yeah, look, the police then act on it, right? Because it's, the police then go and find it. I mean, that's the most important point, right? Is that it's not about using the video per se. It's about using the information to say, oh, that's where he dropped it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they go back and look at the scene, because sometimes it's a little hard to see exactly what's happening. It looks like someone's throwing something out,
right?
And then they go back to the scene, and if they find it, great, they've got their evidence.
So Dan Abrams, he's the host of Live PD. It's
the
on,
best show on television,
as Bubba says, the best show on television. It's on tonight. This is weekend for on A&E. We'll come back, we'll talk more with Dan, and Bubba gives him a chance to kind of regroup, and we'll come right back. Hang on. Hey, joining us on the phone is Dan Abrams. He is the host of Live PD. Of Live
PD. I'm on Live PD.
So, but who's your favorite character?
Character? What do you mean, like officer?
No, like the perp or whatever.
Okay,
you
call my favorite officer is Officer Alyssa Wright, because she is just awesome. She had a great week last week. I also like, and I don't know her name, the Spokane officer who always puts. Like, she's real rough with people. I just
Veronica
like
Van Patten.
Yes, I like her. Every week is different.
Who's the guy, Dan? Who's the guy who comes up? And he's like, I've been sent by Jesus.
Oh no, that was the guy going, I'm Jesus. Yeah, that was the guy in the Mercedes that wrecked into the house, dude. I'm telling you, I watched this show. Like, I don't miss an episode. Last week was easily the best. The last Friday night, from the very first hour till the second hour, was the best hour of television I've ever seen in my life. The two car chases back to back, that was crazy.
Dan, this is what I live with, man.
And by the way, right, that that it was later. So we knew that the guy in the first chase, who two police had been sort of eyeing, and then the guy went on this crazy drive, meaning the guy was a fantastic driver.
Oh, yeah.
The perp. And he takes them, and it turns out, by the way, the fact that no one got hurt in that, amazing.
That was crazy.
But also,
when the cop who jumped in the trunk, is that what you're about to talk about?
No. That the guy, the suspect, was the reason he was wanted was in part for viciously assaulting a participant on the show Deadliest Catch.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So he had beaten up. It was reported, locally at least in November, I think it was, of 16, that this participant on Deadliest Catch had been at a casino and had gotten viciously beaten and his money robbed and this and that. And he wakes up at the hospital. It turns out this guy was the suspect in that. He was wanted for that in addition to other outstanding warrants. So this was a dangerous guy that they ended up catching, but he also had a connection
to
a reality show.
And he almost ended up a cop killer. And that's that was an insane moment. Dude, Big D, when I tell you this officer jumped into the back. He jumped into open the trunk of his car, his patrol unit, and missed being killed by maybe 6 inches.
What's the delay on Live PD? It can't be live.
It's like 8:15, something like that, seconds?
No, look, the delay is basically just giving us enough time to, for example, if very personal information is released or curse words or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So it varies from show to show. It's not long, but it's enough time to give us enough time to review. For example, if there was like an undercover who happened to be caught on camera and the department might say, guys, that guy was an undercover. You got to go and, you know, you got to blur his face. Or someone starts yelling out social security numbers or making allegations about someone molesting someone when they were 9 years old. Without, you know, these are the sorts of things, because it's live,
oh my gosh,
we have to give ourselves a cushion.
Can you imagine being the producer for that?
No.
I mean, that sounds like a
producer. There's a whole, you know,
a whole team.
There's a team.
Serious operation.
Yeah, and, wow. and I'll tell you, and I know it's as close to live as possible because I check the weather. I'm that dude. I look at the radar. I'm like, okay, yeah, what's the radar? Oh, yeah, okay, this is pretty close. Dude, I'm that big of a nerd. I love live PD. Dan, you have no idea how much this has made my entire week just having you on the show.
You don't. You really don't, Dan. Sadly, you don't.
Well, it's great to hear. Look, and the amazing thing is, as I've been hosting a show since the beginning, you know, so there have been 57, 58 episodes now. We got signed up for like 100 more a while ago. And like, I've gotten more into the show as it's gone on. You know, like at the beginning, it was this, you know, this sort of really interesting look at police work, et cetera. And now as you get to know the officers, and we're, you know, a lot of the same officers are appearing, it becomes also this has this human aspect to the show, which is there's the policing aspect. And then exactly as you said, you know, you start to feel like you get to know these officers. Oh, James Casey. Oh, so this is going to be a crazy one.
Trooper Casey's awesome.
You know, I mean, you know. It ends up combining the, you know, the day-to-day, you know, both the challenges, successes of being a police officer with the human aspects of it. But, you know, I do think that there is a level of, you know, beyond just the fact that the show's fascinating, that it really does show you some of the everyday stuff that officers have. You know, we had a couple of people who pissed in police cars, right? Guess who cleans it up?
The cop.
The officers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people forget that. You know, it's like they forget the more mundane aspects in the sort of the big media picture that has been created of policing and police officers, et cetera. But there's also the sort of the more kind of boring aspect of being a police officer, which is really important, I think, for people to understand and to give context to law enforcement and policing every day.
I think Live PD has done so much for police officers and the appreciation of the job they do day in and day out, from the crazy to the boring to the completely outlandish to the people going, that's not my car. That's not my shorts.
Those aren't my shorts.
Yeah, some guy got busted, and they're like, weekend. He's got drugs in his thing or a pipe, and they're like, what's this? Oh, these aren't my shorts. What?
That's best.
What?
That's best. Well, Dan, listen, you've made Bubba one happy dude.
And, heck yeah.
And so thank you for that. And we'll be watching tonight on Live PD on A&E.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, holler at you later, and I don't really need to watch it because Bubba will send me all the videos.
No, you need to watch it. It's great.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.